From KCFR News, this is Colorado Matters. I'm Dan Myers. For the first time in 12 years, only the second time in the team's history, the Colorado Rockies are in the division playoffs. They just swept three games from the Philadelphia Phillies. Tomorrow, they start a best-of-seven series against the Arizona Diamondbacks for a spot in the World Series. Joe Blake helped bring Major League Baseball to Colorado. Now he's president and CEO of the Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce. Joe, thanks for joining us today on Colorado Matters.
Thanks, Dan. It's good to be here.
All right. You're a season ticket holder. I understand you already have World Series tickets for the Colorado Rockies. You brought them here?
I brought them here. I'm looking at them, and although you can't see it, the hand shakes a little bit with excitement when you're looking at World Series tickets. It's unbelievable.
May I?
Absolutely.
Wow. There they are. I don't know. They're sports tickets, folks, and they're just like, you know, any other kind of big ticket, except they say World Series 07. These are valid, of course, only if the Rockies make it to the World Series.
Well, that's right. A few more games. We have to win four more games. Yeah. All we have to do is win eight more games, and we're world champions.
Oh, that's very positive thinking. Okay. What did it take? Let's go back a little bit. What did it take to bring baseball to Colorado?
Well, baseball to Colorado was an amazing journey. What really got it going was the legislation that was adopted in late 1989, 1990, to allow for a vote of the citizens in the region to tax themselves a penny on $10 sales tax to allow for Major League Baseball to come here. It was actually defeated in Boulder and Adams County, tied but lost in Denver. And Jefferson, Adams, and Douglas counties were the ones that really brought it home.
So Denver didn't support this and naturally ended up with the ballpark?
How did
that happen?
What happened, the Urban Land Institute, made up of the finest professional minds in real estate, was brought to this region, charged with the question of where would the best location be for a ballpark. And it was their decision and their recommendation, which followed on a request of Denver itself, that the site that is now at 20th and Blake be the location for the ballpark.
In the early years, once the Rockies came here, started up, they played pretty well. Do you have an early memory of the Colorado Rockies?
Of course, everybody has that memory of the first game when Eric Young slaps it out of the ballpark in the second or third inning. It was not Colorado's first home run. It was Colorado's first home run here, right, then being played at Mile High Stadium. But we won that game, and people were ecstatic. There was electricity in the air of that opening day, 1993.
Then the team keeps playing, and their performance, I don't know, what word would you use to describe what happened to that team?
As with all things successful, the old saying is that success has 1,000 authors and failure but one. In those early days, everyone felt a sense of buoyancy and excitement about the team. We were setting major league records for attendance
sure,
that
yeah.
will probably never be eclipsed. They were extraordinary. As with anything, Denver, Colorado will not support over the long haul in record numbers a team that is not winning. And once that happened, yes, we started losing attendance, but you could see the growth, the excitement of this thing beginning to build in July, August, when this incredible march to victory started taking place.
You're talking about this year.
This most incredible and improbable achievement.
But let's go back to earlier this year.
Yes.
You had sports columnists were the Denver Post, the Rocky Mountain News, independently, separately, saying, among other things, this team's so bad we should boycott. Boycott the team. What was your reaction when you read those words?
Disappointment.
Yeah.
I happened to have gone to that game that I think was the low point for the Rockies this year when they lost to the Kansas City Royals. And my understanding is that this wonderful shortstop who should be Rookie of the Year, any year in and any year out.
Troy Tulowitzki.
And Troy Tulowitzki says to the team after that defeat, we're not used to losing. I'm not used to losing. We're going to start a march here.
And you mentioned Tulowitzki, potential Rookie of the Year. There are a lot of other really good players on this team. Matt Holliday.
Matt Holliday. It's just
potential MVP.
And should be. I think you want to see a Todd Helton succeed. Kaz Matsui, for me, is just unbelievable.
They've won 17 of the last 18 games. Some players have their own superstitions, or they don't change their socks or more personal items. Do you have any traditions for this? What are you doing to make this happen,
Jeff? Of course, right? We all have our little rituals.
Yeah,
that
what's yours?
We have to be sure we walk on the right side of the street. We have to be sure we don't step on any unnecessary cracks along the way. On our way to walking over to 20th and Blake on this exciting day coming up on Sunday, we're going to be ready to go all the way against the Diamondbacks.
So if we see a guy walking down at one side of the street and won't cross over and hopping over the crack, that'll be you?
That's right. And to be sure that I don't step on any cracks, I take my shoes off.
Joe Blake, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thanks.
Joe Blake is the president and CEO of the Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce. The Colorado Rockies' first home game against the Arizona Diamondbacks is Sunday.